There are five main points.
第一个叫做更美的信息。
The first is a more beautiful message.
就是耶稣基督来到世界拯救拯救世人。
Which is the Lord Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
所以这是a more precious message. 更珍贵的信息啊 ，a more precious message。那下一个是更慈悲哦哦，我应该哎呀，真的是哈、哦，最珍贵的信息啊、哦、
，a more precious message。
然后下一个是最慈悲的祭司。
Next is the most humble priest。
这是什么啊？好，没关系哦。第三个最公义的君王。
Next is the most righteous king。
这很奇怪啊。
This is very strange。
好吧，没关系啊。
It's okay, we'll keep going。
第四个它的主要的信息是最属灵的圣幕会幕哈。
Fourth is the most spiritual tabernacle。
第五个最完全的祭物。
Fifth, the most perfect offering.
哎呀，有够乱啊！好，所以在第一个部分啊，在第一章到第九章里面，它包含了五个最重要的比较，来凸显耶稣基督的重要。
So in this first half, the author used five important comparisons to demonstrate the importance of the Lord Jesus.
说耶稣基督所带来的讯息不是只是普通的一件事，而是改变天下、改变世界的讯息啊。
And so the message that the Lord Jesus brings is not an ordinary message, but it's one that transforms the world.
耶稣基督跟普通的大祭司是不一样的。
And the Lord Jesus is different from any ordinary priest.
因为普通的祭司他们有自己的限制，他想救你也救不了你。
Because every priest, they have their own limitations and they cannot truly save you.
但是我们天上的祭司抛下一切就要来爱你，来拯救你。
But our heavenly priest, he gave up everything and came into this world in order to save you and to love you.
耶稣是绝对的君王。
The Lord Jesus is the absolute king.
带来的是公义的审判。
And he brings righteous judgment.
后来他开始比较这个地上的帐幕跟天上的帐幕。
Then later, the author compares the earthly tabernacle to the heavenly tabernacle.
这个地上的帐幕是神指示摩西所建造的。
The earthly tabernacle was the one that the Lord gave to the show to Moses how to build.
是当时候所需要的。
And that was what they needed at the time.
但是因为人的不完全。
But because of the limitations of man.
使得这个帐幕它不也没有办法完全。
This tabernacle also was imperfect.
这个不完全不是神的标准，不是神的规格不完全，是因为人做不到。
The tabernacle had limitations not because God's law was not perfect, but because man was limited and was unable to fulfill its standard.
但是因为到了希伯来书，有耶稣基督成为你的救赎，成为你的中保。
But because the New Testament, the Lord Jesus has come to be your Savior, to be your Redeemer.
所以这个天上的帐幕就显现出来了。
Then the heavenly tabernacle is now manifested.
最后讲到祭物。
Last we talked about offering.
讲到那个 sacrificial animal, 讲到那个要献祭的祭物啊。
It's talking about the sacrificial animals.
他说啊，因为牛羊的血不能够救我们。
Hebrews, it says that the blood of calves and goats cannot save us.
价值不够。
Because it is not precious enough.
所以最后耶稣基督一次把自己完全的献上。
So the Lord Jesus offered himself up once and for all.
价值够了。
His value is enough.
所以就得着完全，我们就罪能够得到赦免。
Therefore, he offered a perfect offering, and our sins can truly be forgiven.
Okay, 所以这个是第一个部分哈，一到九章
啊。So this is the first half from chapter 1 to chapter 9.
从第十章到第十二章是第二个部分。
The second half is from chapters 10 to 12.
那这个叫做更美的添加。
This is talking about a more beautiful home.
所以呢，在后面十到十二告诉我们，今天 你得到这里，你可以去哪里啊？
So the second half is telling us that if we are able to obtain the five things in the first half, then we can go to this heavenly home.
所以在第十章开始，第一个观念是义人必因信得生。
So in the second half, the first major point is that the just shall live by faith.
Shall live by faith. 你比较厉害啊。Just shall live by faith. 好，这是他的第一个观念。
This is the first concept.
信心的历史中信心的榜样。
The second major point is heroes of faith.
The role model, the hero, huh?历史中给我们的鼓励啊。
These are encouragements that we can see when we study the history.
第三是朝着信仰的方向来努力。
Lastly is to strive towards the goal of our faith.
Strive toward the goal, huh? 好，还有最后一个，第四个，告诉我们要活出蒙恩的生活。
And fourth is we need to live a life that is worthy of God's grace.
Life worthy of grace. 好，所以基本上来说，希伯来书就是把它切成两段。
So Hebrews is broken into two halves.
它的第一个部分强调的是耶稣基督超越一切。
And in the first half, it's emphasizing how the Lord Jesus is greater than all.
第二个部分告诉我们信仰道路追求最后的目标。
And the second half is telling us the goal of our pursuit in faith.
所以整个希伯来书就基本上分成这两段哦。
So this is the basic outline for the book of Hebrews.
所以我们刚刚一直在讲说希伯来书就是一直更美更美更美。
So earlier we mentioned that Hebrews continues to emphasize better, better.
耶稣比天使更美，耶稣比摩西更好，耶稣比大祭司更尊贵，耶稣的祭物超越牛羊的血。
Jesus is better than the angels, he's better than Moses, he's better than the priests, and he offers a more perfect offering.
只有一个目标哦，只有一个目的啊。
And all of this is only for one purpose.
就是要告诉当时候的信徒，你只需要拜耶稣就可以了。
Which is to tell the believers at that time, you only need to worship Jesus.
那既然你真的要拜耶稣，既然你真的要拜耶稣哦。
And since you want to worship Jesus.
你希望从更美的救赎最后引领到更美的天家。
Then you can obtain a better salvation which leads to a better heavenly home.
那你就要借着这些努力，不管是靠着信心，看到榜样，付出努力，生活改变，这是你进更美天家的方法。
And so if you want to enter that heavenly home, you must have faith, you must strive towards the goal, and you must be transformed in your life.
所以这个是他的希伯来书的一个简单的结构。
So this is a brief outline of the book of Hebrews.
当然了，在这个课程当中啊，我学生学员啊，你们一定要先看。
So for my class, the students, all of you need to read this book first.
因为你如果不先看了，你上课要跟着，你上课可应该是没有办法跟得上哦。
Because if you haven't read the entire book of Hebrews through before each class, it will be very hard for you to keep up.
我们已经到 NYTS 了，所以应该我不用拜托大家读吧。
So we are already at NYTS. I shouldn't have to remind you to read this book.
或许是这样讲啦。其实你读不读跟我也没有关系啦。
Of course, I can only say this. Whether you read it or not, I have no control.
因为这是你自己的选择啊。
And it's also your choice.
你翻译比较好。It's not in my control. 其实我讲的是，其实我不是很 care。
He doesn't care whether you read it or not.
因为你不是为我读啊。
Because you're not reading it for my sake.
你不读，其实对我来讲没有什么影响啊。
Because whether you read it or not, it doesn't affect me.
你听不懂，对我也没有什么损失啊。
If you do not understand my class, I do not lose anything.
你如果有一天被主耶稣修理。
If one day you are disciplined by the Lord Jesus.
我是不知道他会不会来找我了，但是。
I don't know if he'll come looking for me.
应该不会很严重吧。
I hope he doesn't punish me really hard for you.
这个 hope 用得好啊。I hope, 对。I hope. OK, 好了。不讲了，好，我们回到希伯来书第一章哦。
Let's go back to Hebrews chapter 1.
就像我刚刚讲说，如果你们自己没有先读过，没有先仔细先看过，你在上课纯粹用听啊，一塌糊涂啊。
So again, I want to emphasize that if you do not read the passages before class and you just listen to my class, it will be of very little use to you.
所以在希伯来书的部分有要求一定要先看。
And so, for my class, my major requirement is you must read the book.
好，我们先看到希伯来书的第一章哦。
Let's go back to Hebrews chapter 1.
我们刚刚讲过希伯来书一开始就比较耶稣跟天使到底谁比较有价值。
So in the beginning, we mentioned that Hebrews starts out comparing the Lord Jesus to the angels. Which one is better?
我们来看第一段哦。
Let's look at the first
section. 好，希伯来书的第一章第一节。
Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1.
在这里讲说，神在古时借着先知多次晓谕列祖，就在末世借着他儿子晓谕我们，又早立他为承受万有，他为创造诸事。 OK， 我在这里第一个讲啊，末世开始啦。
Here I'll start with the end time.
到底要怎么写？好，不管你们了。好，我们常讲说末世是什么时候？
So we often talk about this phrase end times. When is the end times?
有的人觉得说末世就是现在嘛，我们就在末世啦。
Some people say that we are in the end times now.
有人觉得说末世还没啦，那个大灾难开始才是末世啊。
Some people say that the end times have not come yet because the great tribulation hasn't started
yet. 所以讲来讲去好像跟我们没有关系一样啊。
So whether or not we believe one or the other, it feels like the end times have nothing to do with us.
希伯来书第一章第一节就告诉你啊。
But Hebrews chapter 1 verse 1 tells us.
他说当他的儿子出现了，就是末世的开始啊。
That in these last days, his son appeared.
所以从耶稣基督出现。
So ever since the Lord Jesus appeared,
我们就正式进入末日。
And we have actually entered into the end times.
所以恭喜大家。
So congratulations, everyone.
恭喜大家，我们现在已经走在，而且你们是末日的末日啊。
And you guys are in the end times of the end times.
因为这末日又过了2000年啊。
Because the end times have already, it's already had 2000 years.
我比你们好一点啊。我比你们好一点。
I'm a little.
我的时间，我比你们至少多活了二十多年嘛。
I've lived at least 20 more years than all of
you. 所以你们的年代比我更近末日了二十多年啊。
And so your generation is closer to the second coming of Christ by at least 20 years.
什么时候会发生？不知道啊，说不定今天晚上啊。
We don't know when Jesus will come. Perhaps he'll come tonight.
如果是今天晚上出现啊。
If Jesus comes back tonight.
哇，那我至少比你们多活了二十多年啊。
At least I live 20 more years than you in this world.
我结婚有孩子啊，至少抱孩子抱了八年啊。
I got married, I had kids, I at least had time as 8 years to spend with my kids.
所以什么时候要末日，随时都有可能，现在可能就是啦。耶稣再临随时都有可能啦。
So when will Jesus come again? Anytime.
因为不要忘记，我们在耶稣基督出现就已经正式进入末世啦。
Don't forget that ever since the Lord Jesus appeared, the end times have come.
所以我们不要过得好像事不关己高高挂起，好像跟我没什么关系一样啊。
So we shouldn't live very carelessly that, the end times are far away, has nothing to do with me.
谁知道可能就是我们这个时代这个就结束了。
You never know, today or in our generation, it could be the end.
所以在这里一开始讲耶稣基督出现了。
So in the beginning, it says that the Lord Jesus appeared.
特别讲说借着他创造世界。
And that through him, God created the world.
同时他是神荣耀的光辉。
He is also the brightness of his glory.
第四节这里讲说所承受的名更加尊贵啊。
And verse 4 says he has obtained a more excellent name than they.
所以在这里我们看到有三件事啊 through him 啊。
So here there are three things. First is through him.
在这里讲说借着他创造，然后呢 in him 有是荣耀哦。
So through him all the worlds were created, and then in him there is great, there's exceeding glory.
这里讲到荣耀。第三，尊贵哦。在那个第四节哦。第四节这里讲说承受的名更加尊贵。第三节说在神的右边哦。
And in verse 3 it says that he sat down at the right hand of God.
OK。他是什么用什么神什么荣耀的哇这个是更加尊贵用什么字
？More
excellent 哦。好，这里讲的是耶稣基督的尊贵性啊。
So in these three points are talking about how precious the Lord Jesus is.
所以啊，在这里跟我们讲说，耶稣基督的荣耀在于这当中哦。
So in these three points, it contains the glory of the Lord Jesus.
他是神手中的工具。
He was, he is the tool in the hand of God.
因为借着他创造世界啊。
Because through him, the worlds were created.
他是神形象的表现。
He is also the express image of God.
所以他活出了耶稣基督的荣耀。
And so he lived in his life, he manifested the glory of God.
他是完全顺服的榜样。
He also gave an example of complete submission.
所以到最后，他的生命远超乎一般人的价值。
And so his life, the value of his life exceeds the life of any other person.
我们希望说，今天我们的人生也有这个价值，也有这个荣耀啊。
We also desire to live a life that is valuable and full of glory.
因为圣经里面告诉我们说，耶稣基督是我们众人的榜样。
Because the Bible tells us that the Lord Jesus is the example for all of us.
因为他被称为初熟的果子 the first fruit.
He was called the first fruit.
既然第一颗种子是这样，后面的种子也要是这样。
And since this is what happened to him as the first fruit, then we shall also follow in his example.
有时候我们会觉得说，不对啊，他是耶稣耶，他是神耶，他能够有这个，我们可能通通都没有。错了，我们也通通都要有啊。
Many of us might feel that, well, Jesus is Jesus. He is so different from us. There's no way we can ever reach the same level as him. But actually, Hebrews tells us that we shall receive the same glory.
因为圣经里面跟我讲说，他说主耶稣自己讲啊，说他所做的事，信他的人也都要做啊。
The Lord Jesus said himself that the works he has done, those who believe in him shall also do the same.
所以我们今天如果希望也能够像耶稣一样，在神眼中有荣耀。
And so if we wish to also be like Jesus, to have glory before God.
那都在这里啊，有一些要求你要达到才可以啊。
Then there are a few criteria that you must reach.
我们看第三节啊。
Let's look at verse 3.
第三节。这里说他是神本体的真相哦，这里是 requirement 哦，你要达到这里要第一个要求，
so、
你必须要是神本体的真相啊。
The first requirement is you must have the express image of His person。
哦，就是在你在生活表现，不好意思，在你的生活表现当中，你的 real life。你在你真实的生活里面表现得出一个怎么样的行为来？
And so this is talking about how you behave in your real life.
这里圣经讲说，耶稣基督的存在就把神的真相，他的真面目让你看到了。
In verse 3, it tells us that Jesus manifested the express image of God in his life.
所以有一次啊，腓力啊来找耶稣哦。一个是那个门徒腓力啊。
One time, Philip went to see Jesus.
然后他跟主耶稣讲啊。
And he said to Jesus,
他说啊，夫子啊，我们愿意你把父显给我们看啊。
And he said, Rabbi, show us the Father.
耶稣怎么说？
How did the Lord Jesus respond?
耶稣说，腓力，你跟我这么久，你还搞不清楚啊？
He said, Philip, have you been with me so long and you still do not know me?
他说，腓力，你看到我，你就是看到天父啦。
So, Philip, if you see me, you see the Father.
因为他是神本体的真相啊。
Because the Lord Jesus is the express image of God.
所以在这里告诉我们说，如果你真的希望像耶稣一样有荣耀。
And so Hebrews tells us that if you wish to have the same glory as the Lord Jesus,
你在每天的生活里面，你就要追求越来越像耶稣。
Then in your daily life, you must pursue to become more and more like the Lord Jesus.
你能够活出耶稣基督的形象来。
If you can live the image of Christ,
你才能够得到这里所赐予耶稣的荣耀。
Then you can also receive the glory that was given to Lord Jesus.
第二个在这里告诉我们说，他托住万有，第三节啊。He sustain all, upholding all things.
The second criteria in verse 3 says that upholding all things.
这里特别讲说啊，他是 upholding all things. 这里讲的是 servitude 了。
So here, upholding all things is talking about servitude.
所以第一个是我们的生活。
So the first criteria is regarding our daily
life. 第二个讲的是我们的侍奉。
And second is regarding our servitude.
耶稣基督来到世界上，他是有目的、有目标、有使命的。
When the Lord Jesus came into this world, he had a purpose, he had a mission.
所以到约翰福音的第十七章。
And so in John chapter 7.
那是耶稣基督准备要离世之前最后一次正式的祷告。
That was the last prayer that the Lord Jesus made before he ascended to heaven.
不是 last prayer, 那个 Gethsemane 也是，我是说正式那个很长的一个他向神祷告的内容哦。
Oh, it was the last time that the Bible had a detailed recording of what he prayed about.
所以啊，在十七章里面就告诉我们。
So then in it was chapter 17. So in chapter 17,
他说啊，父啊，求你荣耀我。
He asked, Father, glorify me.
因为你所托付我的事， 我通通完成了。
Because I have completed all of the things you have entrusted to me.
所以耶稣基督知道他的人生使命。
So the Lord Jesus knew his purpose in life.
因为知道使命，追求使命，完成使命，最后才能够得到最终的荣耀。
He knew his mission. He was diligent in fulfilling his mission. And once he was finished, then he received glory.
我们在现在这个大学这个年纪。
Right now in our college years.
我们可能对未来充满了各样的期盼跟各样的憧憬。
We might have a lot of hopes and expectations for our future.
我们设下了很多人生的目标跟最后希望得到拥有的一切。
And the decisions we make now will greatly impact our life in the future.
但是有时候我们必须要问问自己一句话哦。
But very often we need to ask ourselves a question.
在我们所设定的人生的目标当中，到底有哪一项是跟耶稣基督有关系的？
When we are setting the goals of our life, how many of our goals have to do with the Lord Jesus?
有的人的目标就是我要读上考上某某的好学校。
Some people, their goal is to get into a certain school.
有的人的人生目标就是我要进到什么大公司。
Some people's goal is to get into a certain company.
我要有多少的收入，我要过上什么样的生活。
I want to have a certain salary level and I want to live at a certain standard of living.
这个对年轻人来讲梦想，我常讲做梦，对年轻人来讲，梦想是需要的。
So for youth, it is necessary for us to have a dream.
而且梦想是好的，梦想没有问题，梦想是好事啊。
And to have a dream is a good thing.
但是我们在做下这么多的梦的同时啊。
But while we are having all of these dreams for our life.
我们不禁要想一想，你的人生所有的梦想里，哪一个，哪一样跟耶稣有关。
We need to ask ourselves which of our dreams has to do with the Lord Jesus.
今年是真耶稣教会一百周年啊。
This year is the 100th anniversary of True Jesus
Church. 所以既然是一百周年，总是难免会回顾很多过去的历史的记载。
And so very naturally, we will reflect on the history of our church.
有时候你看到历史，你看到过去，你会为今天感到不好意思啊。
And sometimes when we reflect on this history, we will feel very embarrassed for our
过去的工人，过去的教会，过去的信徒。
When we think about the workers of the past, the church of the past, the members of the past.
怎么样为了耶稣基督可以付出所有，可以奉献一切。
And we see how they were willing to sacrifice everything for the sake of the Lord Jesus.
我记得我听到一个老传道在跟我们说
I remember listening to a senior pastor.
他跟我们说在他们那个年代，他们小的时候
He said that at that time when they were young,
很多的年轻啊，教会的青年啊，心中都有一把火啊。
That many youth in the church had a burning zeal inside of them.
就是要做什么？就是以后我要出国留学。
And they all wanted to be able to study abroad.
你会觉得说，我也想出国留学啊。
You might think, well, I want to study abroad.
欧洲不错吧？
Europe is pretty good.
德国蛮好啊。
Germany is really good.
有没有要去非洲留学的
？Anyone want to study abroad in Africa?
没有嘛。
Not many.
就有什么？有时候我们觉得说，哇，出国留学很酷嘛，对不对？
Because people think that studying abroad is very cool.
哇，能够经历一个不同的文化，你笑那么大声干嘛？
I can experience a different culture.
所以我们今天想到出国留学是件很酷的事情啊。
So for us today, we think studying abroad is very cool.
但是他们那个年代不是啊。
But for that generation, that was not what they were thinking.
他们那个年代为什么会想要出国留学？
Why did the early workers want to study abroad?
因为从小在宗教教育就一直唱一首诗啊。
Because ever since they were young in RE class, they would sing this song.
我小时候也唱过啊，我也知道那一首诗啊。
And I've also sang this song before.
他说啊，远在海洋的那一端啊。
Across the ocean.
所以有一个小朋友就像我一样。
There is a child over there just like me.
将来有一天啊。
And one day.
我就要过去啊。我要到他那里去啊。
I want to cross the ocean and go
over there. 我要把耶稣基督的恩典福，我要把耶稣基督的信息跟恩典就带到那里去给他。
And I want to bring the gospel and the grace of the Lord Jesus to that child.
所以因为上一代的很多的信徒，很多的青年，他们对教会，对圣公，对传福音是有一个很强烈的使命感啊。
And so, in the past, many of the youth and many of the workers, they were full of zeal and to fulfill this mission.
来到一个陌生的国度，陌生的地方，从头开始。
They wanted to go to a foreign country and start over.
从家庭聚会到最后建立教会，直到我们今天的规模。
And start from having just family service, and then grow to a church until we can finally reach the standard that we have now.
不是因为他们比你聪明。
And it didn't happen because they were smarter than you.
也不是因为他们比你有钱。
It's not because they were richer. richer than you.
更不是因为他们英文比你更好。
It's definitely not because their English was better than you.
只是因为他们心中多出了一把火啊。
But it's because in their heart they had this flame.
所以啊，有时候我们今天的青年什么都有。
Today, many of our youth, we have everything.
能力、口才、智慧、语言，样样都有。
We have skills, we have eloquence, we know many languages, we have resources, we have everything.
那但是有时候就少了那一把火啊。
But very often, we are missing that zeal
inside. 所以啊，上一代的留学生，上一代的年轻人。
And so the students and the youth of our previous generation.
他们创造了一个真耶稣教会的时代。
They were able to create this age, this era of True Jesus Church.
使得教会能够发展到今天的地步。
So that the church was able to expand up until this point.
但是我们今天再看看我们自己呢。
But now, if you look at ourselves,
请问在你的心中有曾经为耶稣基督立下什么样的志向吗？
Have you ever made a determination for the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart?
我总是觉得说，好像我们这一代啊，只是沦落到啊，不要犯死罪就好了。
I feel like our generation, we are reduced to the point where we're just worrying about not committing a mortal sin.
好像这样子就感谢主啊，感谢主啊，那个安全通过啊，良心平安啊。
That as long as we don't commit mortal sin, then we can thank God and we have safely passed.
当人没有更大的目标。
But we need to have a greater goal.
当人没有哦，没有更大的目标哦。
When we don't have a higher goal.
当人没有一个更有使命的价值啊。
When we do not have when we do not,
你追求一个更大的价值哦。
If we're not pursuing something of greater value,
那到最后你只能啊，沦落到这种不要死就好啦。
Then, the most you can do is avoid committing a mortal sin.
是呢，我们在座可能到最后啊，会有很多非常成功，社会上非常成功，可能会有非常有很多是那个什么很有身价，工作很好，赚了很多钱，可能会啊，这里会啊。
I'm sure that among us, many of us will grow up to be a very successful people in society.
哇，那出门开跑车啊，回家住洋房啊。
Maybe you will drive a luxury car and you'll live in a penthouse.
但是我告诉你哦。
But I'll tell you one thing.
当你有一天走到五六十啊。
When you reach 50 or 60 years old.
你坐在跑车里看起来也怪怪的啦，你自己也知道你怪怪的啦。
When you're sitting in your luxury sports car, you know you'll feel a little weird.
年轻人说，哇，怪老头啊。
The youth will look at you weird.
所以啊，当你有一天走到那个年纪，你再回头去看啊。
So when you reach the age of 50 or 60 and you look back on your life.
当你发觉说你的人生当中没有为耶稣基督曾经疯狂过一次啊，你会真的很失落，会很失落的。
And you realize that never in your life have you acted just a little bit insane for the sake of the Lord Jesus.
没有为耶稣基督啊闯一闯啊，做点什么啊，你最后人生你会觉得说很可惜啊。
If you realize you've never done something for the Lord Jesus, you will feel regret.
上一代给我们留下了好的榜样。
The previous generation, they have left a very good example for us.
他们用他们的生命告诉我们说，生命是有使命，人生是能够更超越的。
They use their lives to tell us that there is a higher purpose, a mission in our life, and we can live a life of great value.
请问你今天的梦到底在哪里啊？
So where is your dream?
但是 NYTS 还不错啦，感谢主哦。
Of course, thank God you're all here at NYTS.
几年前啊，我有个学生，一个 NYTS 学生来跑来跟我说。
A few years ago, an NYTS student came to me.
可能啊，那个时候哇，祷告很多，所以非常感动哦。
Maybe at that time, this student prayed a lot and was very moved.
跑来跟我说，哎呀，哎呀，我那时候是他的辅导员。
I was their counselor.
跟我讲说，哎呀，我以后要做传道。
And they came to me and said, I want to be a pastor.
哇，我就一听就觉得哇。不错不错，感谢主。
When I heard this, I said, "Wow, thank God!"
感谢主啊，这个 NYTS 有效啊。
Thank God, NYTS is effective.
但是他那时候才大学生而已哦。
At that time, the student was in college.
然后我就跟他说，你要保住心中的那一把火。
So I told this brother that you need to maintain this flame in your heart.
然后预备自己等候神的呼召啊。
And then prepare yourself and wait for the calling of the Lord.
这老兄跟我说啊，知道知道传知道知道 ，Raymond 我都知道哦。
So this brother said, "Okay, Raymond, I know."
但是啊，我有一个问题啊。
But I have a question.
你是传道儿子啊，我问你一下啊。
Since you are a pastor's son, I'll ask you.
请问一下我们的 benefit 怎么样啊
？Can I ask what are the benefits that pastors get？
我们有没有我们的 insurance 啊？我们的 vacation 啊，我们的什么什么 401k 啊，这个 package 怎么样啊？
How is our insurance, our vacation time, our 401k package?
哇，听到脸都黑了，跟他讲说，你再等等吧，你多祷告，你多祷告。
When I heard this, my face fell, and I told him, you need to wait a little longer.
所以啊，在这里告诉我们说，人生有使命的，主耶稣在我们在 当中的每一个人的生命当中一定都有使命。
So the Lord Jesus has given each and every one of us a mission in our life.
什么使命我不知道啊。
I don't know what mission you have.
我知道我的使命是什么，你知不知道你的使命是什么？
I know what my mission is. What is your mission?
如果啊，你不要来问我，我真的不知道哦。
Don't come and ask me what your mission is. I really don't know.
传道，传道啊，我的人生使命是什么啊？
Pastor, what's my life mission?
我告诉你。
I'll tell you.
你现在人生的使命。
The mission of your life now.
就是找出你人生的使命。
Is to figure out what is the mission of your.
要不然你要怎么办？
Otherwise, what are you going to do?
活活活混的一辈子，什么都不知道。
If you live your whole life and never know, how are you going to answer for yourself?
所以人一定要认识使命，然后追求使命，完成使命，才能够得到荣耀啊。
So in order to receive glory, we must know what our mission is, then pursue after it and fulfill it.
哦，所以在第二个告诉我们呢，他说。他托住万有，这个是侍奉啊，侍奉的工作、哦。
So in Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3, it said that he upholds all things, and this is referring to servitude.
所以啊，我们今天的年轻人啊，事物都很多啊，有太多的事情要做了。
So for our youth today, we have so many things to do.
啊，我记得说啊，那时候很多年前我还在高中的时候啊。
Many years ago when I was in high school.
教会里面的那些大学生或以上的那些啊，很多都是留学生啊。
Many of the students who are college or above, they were...
都是穷留学生啊，都是从台湾来的穷留学生啊。
They were poor foreign students.
哦，所以啊，因为穷，所以舍不得花钱。
And so because they were already poor, they did not like to spend money.
哦，所以啊，聚会完之后，哪里都不去。
So after service, they didn't go anywhere.
啊，因为也没有地方去啊。
Because there wasn't anywhere to go anyway.
所以啊，那个时候我们是快乐的。
But at that time, we were very joyful.
一群年轻人就留在教会啊，大家聊天啊，打扫啊，包水饺啊，开心啊。
Because all we could do was stay in church, and so we had fellowship together, we chatted, and we cleaned the church, and we had food together.
啊，但是你看这么多年之后啊。
But after so many years.
一代比一代更好，环境越来越好，物质越来越丰盛，口袋里什么都没有，就是钱多。
With every generation, things get better, and our youth have more and more money.
你知道现在教会有一个很头大的问题，很头痛的问题是什么？
And so, do you know what's something that's very a very big problem in our church today?
就是我们不管怎么努力，年轻人都不想留在教会。
Which is that no matter how hard we try, we're unable to keep our youth in church.
我不是说你们要离道啦，不是那个离，我是 physically 哈。
I don't mean that you depart from the faith, but that you do not like to stay in the church.
为什么我们跟年轻人讲说啊，那个晚上留下来大家吃火锅，教会出钱呢，给你吃火锅哎。
So we might invite the youth to have a potluck fellowship, and church will even pay for all the food.
啊，我已经有约了。
Oh, I already have I already have something else to do.
啊，我已经有这个活动了，我已经有那个活动了，活动超级多，就是没有时间给教会。
Our youth have so many activities to go to, but they just don't have time to attend church activities.
朋友一堆又一堆，但是跟教会的人非常陌生。
They have tons and tons of friends, but they are like strangers with the brothers and sisters in church.
有时候真的啊，现在的年轻人真的忙到留在教会的时间都没有啊。
And so indeed, our youth are so busy to the point that they don't even have time to just stay at church.
生活好像非常的充实。
Our lives seem very, very fulfilled.
哇，到处找好吃的啊，怎么样都比教会好吃嘛，对不对？
And we like to
花钱要买的都比较好吃嘛，不是吗？
We like to spend money to buy food, and restaurants. That we think is a lot better than the one. The,
所以啊，物质上非常丰富啊，但是心灵都非常贫穷啊。
So even though our lives may seem very fulfilled, but our hearts are still empty.
所以啊，我们今天愿不愿意放下外面的活动，把时间留在教会里面呢？
So the question is, are we willing to give up the activities that we have outside of church and use that time to stay in the church?
有时候教会里面要打扫啊，到最后永远都是那些大人的信徒啊，他们留下来打扫，年轻人大家活动很多，通通跑光光啊。
Very often, when we have our cleaning at church, it ends up that only the older members stay behind to clean. All the youth have gone off to their activities.
这个时候我们就不要谈什么荣耀啦。
And if that's the case, then we don't even need to talk about glory.
有时候我跟那些年轻人、跟一些信徒讲哈。
So sometimes when I talk to our youth,
啊，说基本上你就是靠 life support 在过日子而已啊，没死啊。就是没死而已。
It seems like that you are just living off of life support. You're not dying.
哦，所以啊，在教会里面呢、啊，不是很在意啊，啊，好像活着，但是只是勉强活着啊，就勉强活着。
And it seems like
vegetable. 可以吗？
And it seems like in your faith, you're not thriving, you're just barely surviving.
但是我希望我们在座是愿意把时间拿来参加 NYTS 的人。
But I'm hopeful because here, all of you were willing to spend time to come attend NYTS.
我不知道你为什么来。
I don't know why you're here.
你的后面的动机可能有很多，我不知道，我也不是很在意。
You probably have many different motivations, and I don't know, and I don't actually care.
但是我真的很希望在你心中还是有一点点的火啊。
But I hope that in your heart you still have a little flame.
能够借着 NYTS 改变你人生的道路。
That through MITS your life can be changed.
或许到最后你能够走上一条不一样的价值啊。
And that you can start to live a life of different value.
所以这是我的期望啦。
This is my hope.
既然你把时间拿出来了。
Since you've already spent the time to come here.
或许在你心中真的有一个声音在告诉你说你要怎么走你的人生最后才会美。
Then maybe in your heart there is a voice that's telling you where you should, which direction you should go, so that you can live a more beautiful and valuable life.
第三，我们看回来第三节啊。
Let's go back to chapter 1 verse 3.
第三节这里讲说，他洗净了我们的罪哈 ，purge 哦。
He had purged our sins.
Sacrifice 哦。
So this is talking about sacrifice.
但是我们在这里重点不是在 sacrifice 啊。重点不是讲 sacrifice 哦。
But our emphasis is not on sacrifice.
我们在这里讲的是耶稣基督的顺服啊。
Here we want to emphasize the obedience of the Lord.
为什么？因为圣经上面告诉我们说，耶稣顺服以至于死啊，一直到死都顺服啊。
Because the Bible tells us that the Lord Jesus was obedient unto death.
因为他能够顺服到最后，所以到最后他成为至高的。
Because he was able to submit and obey to the end, therefore in the end he was exalted.
所以在这里告诉我们说，耶稣基督被升到至高，得到大荣耀。为什么？因为他能够顺服神的旨意，直到最后啊。
So the reason why the Lord Jesus was able to be exalted to the right hand of God was because he was able to obey to death.
我们刚讲到说，人生必须要有价值。
Earlier we mentioned that we must live a life of value.
你要有价值，你必须要先找到使命。
But to have a life of value, you must find a purpose or a mission in life.
但是当你知道你的使命，
and once you know your mission,
你愿不愿意顺服而行，那又是不一样的事情啊。
Whether you are actually willing to submit and obey to the end, that's a different story.
我们知道神把我们带到这里有一个目的，有一个原因的。
We know that God has a purpose for bringing us here.
他可能要你放下什么来追求什么。
He might be asking you to give up something in order to pursue something else.
但是他要你放下的可能是你重视的，是你在乎的，是你所喜欢的啊。
But the thing that the Lord, that God might be asking you to give up is something that you treasure that is really precious to you.
可是我们常常放不了手，不愿意放手啊。
But very often we're unable to let go of these things.
我们来看一下创世纪的第22章啊。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 22.
创世纪的第22章。
Genesis chapter 22.
22章。
Genesis chapter 22.
第二节。
Verse 2.
创世纪的22章的第二节。
Genesis chapter 22, verse 2.
第二节，神说，你带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，往摩利亚地去，把他献为燔祭。这个是我们非常熟悉的一段记载。
So this is a passage that we're all very familiar with.
就是神怎么样吩咐亚伯拉罕要把以撒献上为祭，把它献给神。
And this is when God commanded Abraham to offer his son Isaac as a burnt offering.
可是如果你仔细看这个内容哦。
But if you read this verse carefully,
你会不会觉得很奇怪啊？
You might find it a little strange.
这个神跟亚伯拉罕讲话怎么是讲这个样子的
？Why is God talking to Abraham in this way?
你的儿子，你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒。讲这么长干嘛？
It says, your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love. Why did God have to say so many words?
为什么神不直接说，亚伯拉罕，你把以撒献，那带去献祭就好了，不是吗？
Why didn't God just say, Abraham, sacrifice your son, Isaac?
为什么神要不厌其烦的啰啰的讲这么长的这样，要把它讲，我再念一次这个念起来其实，念起来蛮开心的
Why did God have to use so many words and be so repetitive?
你的儿子，你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，搞了半天还好像怕亚伯兰不知道他儿子是谁啊。
It says, your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love. It's like Abraham doesn't know who his son is.
为什么要这样子讲？
So why did God say it
this way? 因为神要亚伯拉罕认识得非常清楚。
Because God wants Abraham to know very clearly.
就是这个以撒。
It is this Isaac.
你不要告诉我，你不要回头来说，神啊，可是我很爱他。神说，我知道，我知道你爱他。
Because God doesn't want Abraham to say back to him that God, I love him very much. God says, I know you love him very much.
神啊，神啊，他是我唯一的。
God, God, he is my only son.
你不要讲，神说，我知道，我知道他是你唯一的。
You don't have to tell me. I know he is your only son.
神已经知道这是你唯一，你最爱的。
So God knows that this is your only one, your beloved one.
但是神还是对他说，把他献给我吧。
But God still said, sacrifice him to me.
所以我们不要以为神不知道你爱什么，你重视什么，你在意什么，他是知道的。
So don't pretend that God doesn't know what you love, what you treasure.
所以我们不用跟神讲，神啊，但是你知道，我很喜欢这个，神啊，神啊，神都知道。
So when you are talking to God, you don't have to tell him that, God, this is something I treasure so much. God already knows.
但是神需要我们去做一个选择啊。
But God needs us to make a decision.
你必须要做一个选择，因为这个选择会决定你人生最后的价值。
And you have to make this decision because it will determine the value of your life.
但是选择是一件非常痛苦的事情。
However, this choice is also very painful.
我们不要以为啊，亚伯拉罕啊，没感觉，哇，没关系啊，献了再生一个就好，生不出来啦。
We should not think that this was easy for Abraham or that he had no feelings.
哎呀，你们哦，大部分哦都还没有小孩哦，所以你们都不知道。
Most of you do not have children yet, so you don't understand.
那后面那些哦有小孩的就知道啊，孩子是父母亲的命啊，真的是命啊。
But the parents in the back, they'll understand that your children are your child is your life.
哦，我跟你讲啊，如果今天是在座你们前面这些啊，线没问题啊，我来帮你砍，来。前面因为你们没感觉嘛，没感觉哦。以前我也是这样，啊是吗？啊，这个不用再一次吗？哦，我的意思是说哈，因为你们没有孩子，还没有孩子的人，你们不觉得这个很难啊？有什么关系？刀拿起来，眼睛闭着就给他砍下去啦，是不是
？So, for those of you who do not have children yet, you do not know how hard it is for you. It might be very easy that you say, "Oh, okay, just sacrifice."
神最大，我最爱神了，没有问题。
God is the greatest, and I love God so much, so I will do anything.
那但是哦，后面那些有孩子就知道哦。
But for the parents who are sitting in the back, they know.
我们宁愿拿刀扎自己，都不愿意放在孩子身上。
We would rather stab ourselves than to harm our children.
因为孩子是我们的命啊，真的是这样的。
Our children are our life.
啊，还有在座啊，在前面这些没良心的孩子啊，你们是你们父母亲心中的命啊。
Also, for all of our students, you have to realize that you are the life of your parents.
他们可能不会表现出来。
They may not express their love for you.
但是你在他们心，你就是他们心中的一块肉，就是这样子啊。
But you are,
至少曾经像 Ariana 这么可爱的时候是啊，现在我不知道了。
You are very precious in your parents' heart. At least when you were very young, I hope it's still the same.
好，所以啊，所以你知道，对亚伯拉罕来讲，要献以撒不是那么简单的事情。
So you have to realize, for Abraham to offer Isaac, it was not an easy decision.
真正是要他的命啊。
Because it was as if God was asking for his own life.
神让他选啊。
But God let him choose.
所以神跟他讲说，你独生的，你最爱的，你的儿子，我都知道的，我都知道的。
So God said, take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love.
你有没有发觉说啊，这句话讲完之后，神都没有跟他讲话。
You notice that after God said this verse, he did not speak to Abraham again.
就是在这一段安静的时候说，你慢慢自己选吧。
And so in this period of silence, God was letting Abraham think about it.
所以你今天人生当中你所爱的，神可能需要把它拿走啊。
And so there might be something in your life that you treasure so much, but God needs you to give it up.
但是神不会逼你哦。
However, God will not force you.
神讲完他就不讲了。
He will not nag you. Once he says it once, he will not say it again.
让你自己想清楚。
He will give you time to think about it.
因为只有你自己想出来的答案才是真的答案。
Because only the answer you get after you've thought about it is your true answer.
所以啊，圣经讲说啊，隔天一大清早，亚伯兰就出发了哦。
So then the Bible says Abraham rose early the next morning.
你知道他为什么要那么早出发吗？
Why do you think he rose so early?
我不知道哦。
I don't know.
但是我想哦，早点走哦，免得被他太太抓到哦。
But I think he probably wanted to leave earlier so that he wouldn't be caught by his wife.
要是他太太知道哦，你要把我儿子给献了，我先把你给宰了。
Because I think if his wife knew he was going to sacrifice their son, she would kill him first.
哇，所以亚伯兰趁着太太还在睡觉，赶快啊，清早就溜啦。
So I think Abraham left very early so that his wife was still sleeping. He could
这个我不知道了，我乱讲的。
Of course, this? I don't know. I'm just guessing.
但是我这次一直想要告诉大家一件事情啊。
But I really want to tell you something.
神知道。
God knows.
但是神要你放手。
But God wants you to let go.
啊，但是你不要以为你放手就一定会失去哦。
However, don't think that just because you let go that you will lose it forever.
你放手有时候反而是得到更多的回来啊。
Because once you let go, you might actually receive more in return.
啊，但是神在等啊，等你学会放手啊。
But God is waiting for you to learn how to let go.
放下你人生真正重视、在意、追求你自以为你想要的使命。
He is waiting for you to let go of that most precious thing, the goal that you have set for your own life.
然后能够顺服的跟随耶稣所要你走的那一条道路。
And then be submissive and obey and follow the path that the Lord Jesus has set for you.
在这条路当中你会损失很大。
On this path, you will have to make great sacrifices.
你可能会有很多让你后悔的，让你难受的事情，痛苦的事情。
There will be many painful decisions you have to make.
但是当你走完这一条道路啊
，But after you have completed this journey,
你再回头去看
，When you look back,
当你五六十、七八十，你回头去看你的人生啊
，When you are 50, 60, 70, 80 years old, and you look back on your life,
你就会像约书你就像那个谁约瑟一样啊
，Then you will be like Joseph.
约瑟说：“神的旨意原是好的。”
Joseph said that the will of God was good all along.
如果我们今天人生的目标跟追求，你的人生使命都放在这个世界上。
If in your whole life your pursuits and your goals are only in this world.
好，最后都让你得到了。
Then sure, in the end you might gain everything.
好，你在社会上成功了。
Sure, you might be successful in society.
好，你得到众人眼中的尊重了。
Sure, you might be respected by all men.
但是只有你，从你最内心最深处，你知道一件事。
But only in the deepest part of your heart you know one thing.
迷你迷你提克勒乌法尔辛啊。
mini mini tekel ufarsin.
什么意思
？What does that mean？
就是神称一称你啊。
Which is that God has weighed you on the scales.
很可惜，你的人生在神的天平当中有了亏欠啊。
But unfortunately, you fall short of God's expectations.
虽然你世界上拥有很多
，So even though you own everything in this world，
但是在神的眼中，你的人生活得没有价值。
But in God's eyes, your life was meaningless.
那很抱歉啊，既然没有价值，自然就没有荣耀啊。
And so unfortunately, because your life was meaningless, you have no glory.
所以我们在这里看到希伯来书的一开始就告诉我们啊。
So when we look at the book of Hebrews，
你要得荣耀。
If you want to receive glory,
活出耶稣基督的形象
then you must live out the image of Christ.
努力追求活出一个侍奉的人生
and you must be diligent to live a life of servitude, of value.
最后把你的人生的主权交在神的手上
and in the end, you must give up control of your life into the hands of Lord Jesus.
能够走出一条顺服的道路来
and live a life of submission.
我们讲到云柱火柱啊。
We've talked about the pillar of cloud and fire.
云柱火柱的价值在哪里
？Where is the value of the pillar of cloud and fire？
不在于它带领以色列人的脚步哦。
It's not in the fact that it was guiding the Israelites.
云柱火柱最大的价值在哪里
？What is the most important lesson of the pillar of cloud and fire？
是告诉以色列百姓。完全的顺服啊
is to teach the Israelites how to live a life of total submission.
让你走你就走，叫你停你就停。
Because when the pillar moves, then we move. If the pillar stops, you stop.
或许你不喜欢，或许你不高兴，或许你讨厌这个环境。
Maybe you do not like it. Maybe you do not like this environment.
但是啊，云柱停下来，你就在这待着吧。
But since the pillar of cloud has stopped, you must stay there.
但是该出发的你就出发。
And when it's time to go, you must pack up and leave.
所以云柱火柱最后只教导一件事情，就是顺服，最终引领到更美之地啊。
And so the lesson of the pillar of cloud and fire is that if you totally submit yourself to God, then in the end you shall reach the promised land.
那这是主耶稣给我们留下学习的榜样。
So these are the lessons that the Lord Jesus has given us.
也希望说到最。也希望说在我们在座所有的学生啊
And I hope for all of the students here.
或许在几十年之后啊，三十年、五十年之后啊。
That in a few decades,
我死掉了啦，不过在几十年之后
I might be dead, but in a few decades,
在几十年之后，当你回头想象你活出了这一段人生啊
but when we look back on the life that we've lived,
或许你在这个世界上没有什么闯出什么伟大的成就来啊
maybe you have not made any great accomplishments in this world.
但是我希望我们在座的每一个学生
but I hope that for all the students here,
当你年纪老迈，回头想望自己所来的路径。
That when you have become old and you look back on the journey of your life,
你可以摸摸自己的心，告诉自己说有价值。
You can truly say to yourself that I have lived a life of value.
你可以抬头望神，没有亏欠。
And you can boldly look up towards God and feel no regrets.
然后最后在你要离世的那一刻。
So that at the moment when you are passing away,
你可以很有把握去迎接为你预备的荣耀。
You can look forward with great hope the glory and reward that God has in store for you.
我们一起同心默祷。
Let's bow our heads and pray in silence.
阿门。
阿门。